Just before his ascension, Jesus promised his disciples, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." Jesus kept his promise 10 days later on Pentecost. And God, the Holy Spirit, is still the Christian's source of power. Power to trust Jesus to give forgiveness. Power to give that forgiveness to those who sin against us. Power to trust Jesus for the daily necessities of life. Power to meet the needs of those around us in Jesus' name. And God, the Holy Spirit, gives Christians this power for faith and life through the Word of God, the Bible. Jesus called his disciples a light in this world, but we're like electric lights. We need to be plugged in. We need the Spirit's power, or we remain darkness ourselves. When we take up the Word of God in private devotion or public worship, when we read or listen in order to believe and do, we plug into the Spirit's power. Let's do it.